Hey, it's so hood right now. Hood politics, y'all.
Dude. All right, we in there.
We in there. Hood politics. So hood. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the inaugural, the first ever, the number one, season one, episode one of the Hood Politics Podcast with Prop. I am your tour guide. My name is Propaganda. I'm so happy to be here. And the first person we putting on, the first guest we got is the dead sexy, the number one, the uncomparable Derek Minor. Y'all make some noise. What's up, Derek?
I'm the number one stunner. What, 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 what? I'm the number one stunner. What, 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 what?
Yeah. How you feeling, boy?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm just eating a grapefruit.
Oh, really. Man, that's very gangster. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, eating a grapefruit, doing a podcast about hood and the politics. Bro, we are definitely unicorns. We just keeping it G.
This is absolute unicorns, bro. We are so glad to be here, man. I'm so glad to have you, dog. This is like the first thing. Look, we've done Hood Politics has been a part of the Red Couch Podcast for all four seasons, right? Mm-hmm. But the demand of this being its own pod, I fought it for a while because I was like, man, ain't nobody going to listen to Red Couch if we take part of the parts out. You know what I'm saying?
But
what we saw was a desire. Basically, it was like this. It was like people went to the pod for two reasons. They went because they were fans of Alma or they were fans of the Hood Politics. So we were like, why don't we just, okay, just give the people what they want. So this is what we're doing. Giving the people
give them what they want.
Yeah, give them what they want, baby. So here's how it go. You come in cold, where like you don't know what we're talking about, what we're about to talk about, and essentially I'm gonna throw out some vocabulary lists to you, and then you just kind of like tell me how that hit you, and then we go into what the politics, and then we just talk about like how all this is just super hood. And it's important to remember, listeners, again, that like we're not telling you, this isn't commentary, this is just, let me help you understand the headlines. You understand, Derek?
I'm with it. Let's get it.
Dope. Okay, here we go.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
First off, okay, Derek.
Yeah.
If somebody say green light, what does that mean?
That mean when I see you, you're dead.
Right.
That literally just means that. It means I'm gonna kill you.
That person.
Green light.
That person is no longer safe.
Right. Anyone that wants to kill them can kill them.
Yes. And a synonym for that, it would be on site.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
When I see you, it's on site.
Yeah. The second I see you, the situation's done. Right.
Absolutely.
What about if somebody were to say, if you were to say, okay, hey, man, let's go get a burger over there on, 45th and so-and-so. And then I would say, hey, are you good over there? And then you say, oh, yeah, no, I'm good over there. What is that? What would that mean?
That means that I know someone that lives in that neighborhood and yes, that they won't try to rob me or kill me.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm with you, right? Everything's fine.
Everything is absolutely A-okay.
Everything right. Absolutely A-okay. So you always want to make sure when you're traveling through different places that ain't necessarily your home, you got to make sure you're good over there, right? So that means you should know somebody.
Without a doubt. It's all bad.
It's all bad. Either that's your block or that's your homeboy block.
Your grandmama stay over there. Yes. Your auntie. You know what I'm saying? Somebody stay over there.
you dated a girl.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And depending on how that relationship ended may depend on if you good over there.
Keep it real. You better keep it real with it. It may have ended bad. Yeah.
Right. You was good over here. You're not good over here no more.
Right.
Right.
So look, these are things that all of us who grew up in inner city, whether you gangbanged or not, you kind of knew how all that worked. Right.
Yeah.
You just got to know how that worked. So what does that have to do with geopolitics? So now I'm sure you know, and all of our listeners know, that the president lost his mind and just kind of like popped another nation's like leader.
Bro, he. Yeah.
popped him from the sky.
My boy. Oh, man.
Shot him,
bro,
in his own hood. That's the crazy part.
He shot him at the crib. He shot him on the toilet, bro. My man was in the, on the toilet reading newspaper.
Shot,
bro,
that man. And look, so the history is he was in Iraq. He's from Iran. Soleimani is from Iran. He was in Iraq, mm-hmm, which basically meant he's going, no, I'm good over there. Right? Soleimani, like,
oh my God.
I'm good over there.
I got a hood pass. Bro.
I got a hood pass.
My auntie live in Iraq. My auntie live in the Baghdad.
I got an auntie in Baghdad. We good, right? So, listener, here's some history on Soleimani. So, now listen. This man ain't no altar boy. Let's just keep it real about Soleimani, right? We still talking about gangbanging, right?
Right.
Soleimani began his military career at the start of the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s, right? And which is we should do a whole other episode about how that one is, right? Those are like two Crip sets beefing over each other.
Oh my God.
Y'all both Crips. I don't get it. Right.
Listen. Oh man.
We'll go back and do that one day. So in the 1980s during that war. Now eventually he commanded the 41st Division in Iran. So essentially he got folks everywhere. He got sets. He got little homies everywhere. He was an assistant to Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese, depending on who you ask, terrorist group, right? And in 2012, he helped bolster Bashar al-Assad's government. Now, that's in Syria, who also is crazy gangbanging, right? Again, depending on who you ask, right? And
book.
Right. And during the Syrian war, he also helped to plan like the Russian military intervention in Syria. So remember, Bashar al-Assad is clicked up with Vladimir Putin. And we supposed to not be for the Syrian sort of regime because they crazy. The only problem is the homie to your homie has to be your homie.
This is confusing.
So... So, okay, I love it. That's what it's supposed to sound. Now, remember,
that was crazy, bro. That was,
but it's not hard.
It definitely sounds like something in the hood. Where it sounds like I just want to know if I could go to the grocery store. I really, bro. I know that y'all beefing, bro, but I really just want some hot Cheetos, bro.
Right? That's all I'm saying. I really don't necessarily like Tyrone, but Tyrone put me on. Now,
quite honestly, I don't like none of y'all. I just live here. I don't want to live here anyway.
Listen, Tyrone put me on, so that's why I'm okay over here. And Tyrone happened to be friends with Myron, but Myron crazy, right? And I really don't mess with Myron. The problem is, if Tyrone put me on, I got to mess with Myron.
Uh-huh.
So
exactly what it is.
If you Donald Trump, I mean, you was around in 2016.
Donald Trump is Myron.
No. Donald Trump is you. Vladimir Putin is Tyrone.
That's right. That's
Vladimir
right.
put him on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Vladimir
right.
messing with Syria, so it's like, but Myron ain't really, I really don't mess with my, well, I guess I do now, right? So,
right.
So now, Soleimani is also a part of that whole thing, right? But he been doing a lot of crazy things in his area, but you got to define crazy, because how many dudes you knew from your city that you knew were kind of dangerous, but they kind of liked you, and they kind of took care of you?
I know a bunch of people like that.
You knew a bunch of them.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Where it's like, I know I'm not supposed to necessarily rock with this dude. See, that's what's interesting about when you grow up in these hoods. It's like, man, I know this person is probably a criminal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably won't let them babysit my children. But I tell you what, that's my nigga. Like, I don't know what to say. That's my nigga.
Right. All the bull aside, bro. Like, no lie. Like, it's so many people that you just like, that nigga is unstable.
Yes.
Like, so in other words, like, yo, that dude is unstable. I don't really, I don't want to get in a car with him.
No.
Because he might be selling drugs while I'm in the car.
Yes.
And I might go to jail.
Yes.
But at the same time, if he had the barbecue, he can get a plate.
Of course, like, he can.
Good. You good. Like, it ain't good. Even, we ain't even tripping on that.
You know what?
It's all love.
It's all love. And you know what? The last time these Piru boys came and, like, robbed all of us, he was the one that came outside and made sure that everybody was okay.
Yeah, he was like, hey, y'all chill, bro.
Man,
like,
y'all chill.
Y'all, yeah, okay, yep.
So
yep,
you like, I mean, I know he dangerous, but you know what I'm saying? He kind of ride for us, right?
Yep,
that is Soleimani in Iran. He good in Iran because no matter, again, depending on who you ask, like, he's like, I mean, worst come to worst, look, I'm for Iran, right?
Right, right.
So he kind of boss moves over there. Now, his political position is almost like the equivalent of like a Mike Pence, where it's like the way that they're, obviously their government's different than ours, but like, you know, he's a general, but he's in charge. But the way that like their military works in Iran is just, it's a whole thing. You gotta understand their, you know, government, but he's essentially like second in command in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And homie's on a regular trip, right, somewhere, and a laser hits him from the sky and kills him.
Bro, homie was just, my man was just trying to go to the corner store, bro.
He's going
he
to the corner
nothing,
store.
Bro. He just wanted some hot Cheetos and a, you know what I'm saying, a cold pop.
A cold pop. So then the next question is like, okay, so why? Now use your hood antennas and ask yourself, okay, if you just pop somebody out of nowhere, is it really out of nowhere?
Never.
Okay, so what are some of the reasons?
You can't, first of all, you can't pop somebody out of nowhere with a drone. Like,
number one. You're cheating.
That's number one.
Right.
That's impossible, bro.
Yes.
Like, that has to be coordinates set in. It's probably some dude named George that grew up playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and the boy just set the drone strike, set it
video
up,
games.
And you know what I'm saying? And it's over.
Yes.
So you can't pop somebody out of nowhere with a
no.
drone.
No.
It's impossible.
Exactly. But what are some of the reasons like dudes get like popped like that?
Revenge.
Number one. Okay, that's one of them.
Revenge is one of them. I would say to send a message.
Send a message.
Definitely. You can see somebody to send a message. I would say business.
Business,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely, because it's business. Somebody didn't have your bread, or
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's a lot we don't know. It could be a bunch of things, right?
It could be anything.
And sometimes
it's
whole, if you...
whole level.
Exactly. And sometimes when you're dealing with hotheads, it's on some like, well, I heard he was finna.
Oh, yeah, definitely preemptive strikes.
Yes.
I heard that they about to hit, so we going to hit
first. We finna hit first. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, anybody's ever seen you in person, understand, you're not a small man.
No, I'm a big nigga.
Have you always been a big nigga?
My whole life.
Your whole life.
I can't remember. Well, no, not my whole life, but sixth grade is
okay.
When
so you don't have
the big niggerdom commenced.
Yes. So you don't have the experience I have of being always the smaller, thin one, and having to square up with people twice my size.
Nah. Uh-uh.
Okay. So. Is that what you expect of somebody? Like, if y'all finna scrap and you twice his size, do you expect them to square up with you?
Nah, I expect if normally if I start woofing, the whole situation changed. It's like, I better leave this guy alone.
Better leave this guy alone. You know, America been banking on that since Hiroshima.
Dang.
That's what it is, right? It's just like, oh, word, you're going to bomb Pearl Harbor, you're going to bomb a base, boom, there go your island, the whole island, done.
It's
like, so that means like, okay, you the big nigga, you just start wolfing and everybody back off, right? But every once in a while, somebody get tired of that. Somebody get tired of just the big dude always wolfing. But if you got any smarts, you ain't finna square up with this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right? Not at all.
You too big to square up.
Right.
Right? So what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait for you to hit me?
Nah.
No. I'm
waiting.
I ain't finna wait. Look, I'm going first. I'm going to figure out what your fifth period is. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know, come in there, tell the teacher, hey, I needed to borrow, Miss Gutierrez needs to borrow a dictionary. And just go grab that dictionary from Miss Gutierrez and walk by your table and just whack you over the head, cross your jaw with a dictionary during fifth period. Because I'm not finna wait for you to, after school, I'm going to see you after school. I'm not finna wait for you.
Can I sidebar real quick, bro?
Yes.
All right, so my stepdad as big as I am, he was 6'5", and he played for the Tennessee Volunteers back in like the 70s, right?
Okay.
So he used to tell me this story, bro. He said he got his ass beat by a midget one day.
Can't say midget. Little person.
Well, that's what he said about a little person.
That's what he said because he hood.
Sorry. Okay. So he said he got beat by a little person. And this is what happened. They was playing pool. And I'm telling you, this is the craziest thing. So they playing pool. He having a, I guess, my stepdad was getting the best of dude. They was drinking or whatever. Uh-huh. And long story short, you know, my stepdad started woofing at the dude. Mm-hmm. So he said the dude jumped on the pool table, grabbed him by his jerry curl, slammed him on the pool table, and chopped him in the throat.
Yes.
He just jumped on his chest and started punching him in the face. And he said it caught him off guard because he's like,
yes,
I am 6'5".
Yes.
This dude had zero fear in his heart. He had no fear. So
perfect.
My whole life, I kind of that story always sticks in the back of my mind.
You
remember. No matter how big I am, there is somebody that's crazy enough.
Somebody not scared. Somebody
to put them
crazy
hands
enough
on you if you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I fear we are living in that moment right now.
Oh.
That is called, what you just described is called asymmetrical warfare.
Asymmetrical warfare.
Right?
Okay.
It's, listen, America spends trillions of dollars on military. Trillions.
Mm.
Nobody trying to, trillion?
Yeah,
nobody trying
not
to square up. You're not trying to square
billions
up.
Billions, I might test you. Trillions,
maybe.
I don't test it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not finna just run up there. So you can't. I'm not finna square up with you. So, what do people like Hezbollah, Al Qaeda? What do they do? Well, they try to keep you off balance. You blow up a bus, right? You put on a suicide vest. Mm-hmm. You attack you do some sort of cyber attack. You figure out other ways. I'm not finna box with you.
Right.
No, I'm gonna figure out other ways. And what's crazy is not only did America like wolf, they swung. And they're like, you're already the big guy.
Right.
But you swing it because, I heard they was talking shit, so I'm just gonna come in there, you know what I'm saying, and come handle this before he do something.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is what just happened. That's a preemptive strike. I heard you was talking shit, so I'm gonna come over here and blow you before you do it. That's what a preemptive strike did. Now, it might be true.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be true. I don't know. The only problem is Trump been telling us for the last 4 years he don't trust American intel.
Facts. This
you've
is
been
true.
Telling us that we can't trust intel, so now all of a sudden you trust them?
Yikes.
It's just hood. It sounded to me like you was just looking for a fight.
Dang. No. That's crazy, bro. Wow.
I mean, but like.
I never thought about that like that. But yeah, you're right. He definitely is like. He's confusing at times. Sometimes he's like,
real
America's
confusing.
The greatest country in the world. But then he's like, but I don't trust the FBI, CIA, the Supreme Court.
I'm not gonna trust nobody.
I'm confused. Hold up, man. Help me out
I'm
here,
confused.
Buddy. Throw me a bone, guy. you're right. Absolutely.
Yo.
I guess he just picks and chooses. Whenever he wants to believe you, he believe you. And when he don't,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? So then, now here's your civics lesson. You know, your government and civics lesson. If we are in active war, Can you remove a president?
Nope.
You cannot remove a president while we are in war. So we just gonna let that sink in for a little bit. Can't remove a president while you're in war. And I tell you what, man, nothing guarantees a re-election than a nice new little war.
Bro, please don't tell me that. Oh, my goodness. Bro,
listen.
That's a hard one, bro. And that's the crazy thing, because I don't want to believe that, but everything points to that. Because I guess the hard part is, in a sense, like, the Democrats don't really have a strong candidate. Let's just keep it G. Like, there's nobody.
They just don't have a champion.
There's nobody I look at and I'm like, yeah, I'll vote for that guy or gal. Like, I don't mm-hmm. see myself represented in the politics of not. I can't think of anyone that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my guy. But still, though, or my girl. But still at the same time, like, he's losing, you know, some of the evangelical base. You know, things don't look you're getting impeached, like, so there's a lot of bad stuff that's around him too. So even though some people would say he's a surefire bet, I don't know, because just so much drama around him. So would a man start war, like, to not be removed from office? I'd hate to put that on somebody, but man, that's
I would hate to put it on
very
somebody
interesting
too,
that's also a very interesting concept.
I also know gangbanging.
Facts.
I don't put it up at him, but I do know gangbanging.
Facts.
And I do know, the most addictive drug in the world is power. I know that much.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yes, sir. So here's our lesson. Here's what we learned about this war. If you want to understand it in a hood perspective, it's big homie heard little dude was talking crap, went over there and smacked him up before he would actually do what he was gonna do. Little homie was like, hold up, you picked the wrong small man to slap, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not what you think it is, right? And remember, it's kind of just how violence works. It's like, this is why I think it's so hood. It's just like, in gang stuff, you really can't pick sides. Mm-mm, because it's just violence. Like, y'all all, like, there's no real answer to this.
There's no good guys and bad guys. It's just guys shooting at each other.
They just shooting it, and it's just in the own, and it's, and gangs function on they bust, we bust.
Right.
And so it's like, you only gonna get more death. And the people that die oftentimes ain't the gangsters.
Nope.
It's just the people living in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Right? Which is who finna fight our wars.
Man.
It's just folks living in the neighborhoods.
And then I think the crazy part, like, about us is we don't have wars on our soil. So we're quick to pull the trigger. But, like, when you look at some of these countries that these wars have happened, I mean, they've literally been blasted into oblivion.
Yeah.
And I think that's why when you hear Americans so quick to be like, yeah, let's go do it. Yeah, let's go. And
it's like,
well, that's because you haven't seen Atlanta turned upside down, or you haven't seen
people riding the city bus with the windows blown out.
Absolutely.
It got bombed. Yeah.
Or burnt cars on the side of the street of St. Louis, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see those things because we just don't have those wars on our soil because of literally, it's not because of, we haven't done stuff to cause people to want to kill us. It's just geography. Like, really, when you think about it, you have one ocean on one side, another ocean on the other side, and two countries above, a country above you and a country below you. Yeah. So it's like, there's no way anyone is going to get to us in an old-fashioned way.
Yeah, they're not going to storm our shores.
Nah, it's not happening.
You know, it's crazy. My daughter, she was asking me recently, she was like, okay, so what if war actually happened here, like Los Angeles? Where would we go? We're like, what do we do? And I was like, yo, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then she was like, I mean, could we go to Canada? And I'm like, this is what you call a refugee. And what did our country do when refugees came?
She said, no refugees.
Told her they wasn't welcome. So when you think about that, if we go to war, Los Angeles gets bombed to the Stone Age, we trying to figure out where to go. We run to either the Mexican border, because for where I live, that's closer. Either I go to the Mexican border or the Canadian border.
Oh, you definitely
border.
Can't run to the Mexican border. I'm going to let you know that now. There's no running you to the Mexican border. They're going to be like, oh, Mr. American refugee. Oh, okay. Wow. We're going to put you in a cage, brother.
Look, my, how the tables have turned.
Got a good little cage over here for you, bro.
Good little cage. Come on, wait, come on over we'll here. Just make sure. We'll just make sure we understand what's actually happening here before we let any Americans come into our country.
Yeah, you definitely can't run. Yeesh. No American should ever run south. It's just,
yeesh. It Here's the happening. Thing. Yo, Mexico 2 hours away from me. Man. Canada 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, the most logical thing is for that. But if I'm Mexico, I'm answering the same way you answered. I'm like, really? Y'all need some help, huh?
Man, or
interesting.
Canada, I don't think Canada, man, our streets too clean to have y'all over here dirty in our streets up, bro.
Look here.
Man, shoot, we got Drake, we got Tory Lanez over here, bro. We good. We don't even need y'all rap.
I don't even need it. Look, we fine. We running your charts now.
Right. We don't need the baby. We cool. We got Drake. We good.
We tried to tell y'all.
Got poutine, we straight.
Hey, metric system don't seem too bad, huh? You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying
me?
To figure out what 12 inches? Like, 12 make a foot? That don't make no sense. Why don't
right.
you just run
they
to
like,
tens?
Yeah.
Tens is easy. It's easy to understand tens.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, bro, we just, man, I pray and hope that nothing like that ever happens, because we don't really I don't think we have friends. We have people
for real
that we're bigger than everybody. So it's like, it's either you can be on the bad side of the bully or the good side of the bully. But I don't think that we have people that would be sympathetic to an American cause if we had a crisis.
Yes, that our relationship is mutually beneficial. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not friends. And our closest friends would be UK, but that's on the other side of the ocean.
And you know, they definitely ain't going to let us come.
They're like, ah! Back in 1776,
yeah,
you was like, go ahead, no, y'all got it, you good, you don't need the crown, you good,
yeah,
no taxation without representation, right? No, y'all good,
right? Go throw your little tea in the harbor, bro.
throw your little tea in the harbor. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, y'all like coffee now, right? Y'all now y'all didn't in the tea, okay? Cool, go ahead.
Hey, little tea party. Man.
Derek, thank you so much for being on the first episode. This was perfect. It was the more than I could imagine.
Hey, I had fun. Straight up.
Hey, so you got any plugs? Anything you trying to plug right now, Derek? Where can they find you? How can they get the music? How can they get the movement? Let us know.
I don't really got nothing I'm gonna plug, but Black History Month, we finna get real black. So, you know.
Oh, let's go.
Definitely, I want y'all to tune in. DerekMiner.com. You can follow me at TheDerekMiner. On all social media. So yeah, holler at your boy, you know what I mean?
There it is.
I be cracking jokes and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, man. You can find me, you already know, Prop Hip Hop, on everything. Music, there's t-shirts, there's all kinds of stuff. And as we like to tell everybody, politics is just gang banging in nice suits.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
And final thoughts is, I don't know if this has been proven yet, but apparently there are a few reports that Iran had put a price on Donald Trump's head, $80 million. Don't know if that's true, but that's what would be called it's on site. As soon as somebody sees Donald Trump, look, I need that. I need him. Bring that boy here. $80 million. It's like green. That's a green light. That means that Donald Trump got green lit. That's what that meant. Kind of crazy. But we didn't include that in the episode because I don't know if that's been proven yet, or I'm still fact checking that thing. But thank you so much for joining us on Hood Politics with Prop. The show has been mixed and mastered by my dog, Matt Awasowski. Still don't know how to say his name, but God, he's a G. Our theme song is by the one and only DJ Sean P. And I am your host, Propaganda, and we will see you next week.